Again, and welcome to another episode of Life is an Art podcast with me, Maggie. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for the lovely feedback that I've gotten on my previous episodes. Thank you also for listening to one of the most listened podcasts in my podcast. Tongue twister there. Can you self-love without money? You guys have really, really listened to that podcast, and I hope you've learned something from it that can help you navigate this life without feeling so much of the societal pressure. So without further ado, today I have a very important topic that I need us to discuss about, and it's a topic that is so dear to my heart. And before we even begin this topic, you know the drill. This year we're doing a lot of affirmations, and that's why each and every episode we begin with affirmations. I believe it's very good. It's very important. It's very good to center yourself and remind yourselves of the things that you might have forgotten and just affirm them. Affirm them so that they can run in your mind, and you can also increase the positive mindset and the healing mindset to start your day, to start your week, to start your month, and in this case, to start the next quarter of the year. Yeah, so today's affirmation. And today's affirmation will be, I love and respect myself. I choose happiness, health, and joy. I live my life authentically and honestly. I express myself freely. I design my own life. I'm in charge of my own decisions, emotions. I'm grateful for my life. I love and respect myself. Again, I love and respect myself. I choose happiness, health, and joy. I live my life authentically and honestly. I express myself freely. I design my own life. I'm in charge of my own decisions, emotions, and life. I am grateful for my life, and I love and respect myself. Wow. Okay, we've all heard of the typical quote that says, fake it till you make it. I mean, it's true, but to some extent I can say use that when I'm really, really, really feeling down and I don't really feel confident in myself. But you can't show the world when you're weak. Most of the time you can't show, especially in the corporate world, you can't go out there looking all dull, phased out, because that's the moment people take advantage of you. And that's why sometimes I say this quote of fake it till you make it, when it comes to self-confidence, you really cannot go out in the world looking dull, looking beat up. Yeah, you have to style up and put yourself together and create this posture that commands the room when you enter the room. You can't look down. You know what I mean? Like, you, the world out there, you have, even when you're not feeling your confident self, you really need to put on a smile and put on this armor and walk like you're going to war, even if you don't know what you're going to face. But as long as you're confident, it's easier to navigate this world. Let me take you back to your social settings, your workplace, or wherever you are. And there is that one person who always stands out because, one, just think about why they always stand out. One, because they're very, very put together, maybe. It's the way they talk, maybe. It's the way they articulate themselves, maybe. It's the way they socialize with people that makes them really stand out. And there's a difference between confidence and arrogant. They're still very humble, and they're very confident. They listen to people. They just have this aura when they're walking around that you can just feel that this person is really confident in themselves, and that's what we want to achieve. We look up to them and we're always like, wow, how is she or how is he doing it? Yeah, I know we have levels of personalities, but I can tell you for free, if you're not confident in yourself, the likelihood of you failing or not achieving what you want, because what limits your self-confidence is the fear you have of not achieving, the fear of you have of failing even before you start something. That is one of the biggest hinders when it comes to your self-confidence. Are we somewhere? Topic of self-confidence, it's a very touchy topic, but it's very important that you acknowledge your weak points and what is hindering your self-confidence before you can apply tips on how to boost your self-confidence. So these are the tips that you can use to be more self-confident, to start living the best life that you envision for yourself, to start being the best version of yourself, and start mastering this skill of self-confidence, because to some of us it doesn't come naturally. It's a skill that we have to learn. So one of the things that you can start doing is, one, get to know yourself, discover your true self, acknowledge the values, the beliefs, the strength, be comfortable in who you really are. Number two, accept yourself. Accept who you are, accept your uniqueness, accept that this is who you come as and this is you, and you're not in a competition with anyone. And accepting yourself is loving yourself and embracing who you are, and just being aware with your imperfections and embracing them as your authentic self. Sorry. Another one is just be 100% authentic with yourself. Embrace your uniqueness, being authentic, and just get to understand that you are not in a competition with anyone. Number three, be more self-aware, because if you're not self-aware, then people can put you down. But if you start practicing and just knowing what you want, you can just beat the self-doubt that is engraved in your mind. And just another thing is just having positive affirmation and positive thoughts, and just getting rid of the negative self-criticism that is in your mind that's holding you back. That's very, very important. Another one is just understand your emotion. Understand that you're an emotional being, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just understand your emotions, and that helps you build this confidence, because you know, like when you're in anger, how to manage it and how to remain poised. When you're sad, how to remain poised. When you're happy, how to just remain, be happy and also be poised, you know. Then take care of yourself. Have time for yourself. Get some time to recharge your batteries, because when you're basically, when you're burnt out and you're down, there's no way you're gonna look confident or you're gonna feel confident in yourself. So another one is just take control of your fears and just do it afraid. Just do it afraid, you know? And one of the other things is, the last and final things is just acknowledge. Just acknowledge that, just acknowledge and just know who to look up to. Acknowledge and just know who to look up to. Look up to people who are confident. Don't really copy them, but learn from them, you know? Learn from them. Just walk like, try and walk in a confident way. Just this physical aspect of just being and looking confident, of how you walk, how you talk, how you dress, how you move, you know, how you command the room, how you talk, you know, those are very important things that can help you boost your self-confidence. Another thing is just be of service to others, which basically means understand that everyone is trying to meet their own needs. No need to take things personally anymore. It's never really against you. So just be empathetic, put yourself in people's shoes sometimes and see. And then I just say be of service to others, which means like not really doing their actions really, but a service of maybe being very kind to people, being boosting other people's self-confidence, you know, because people could you be out here feeling self-conscious, but you can know and you can tell people, like, you look good today, I like how you are, you've been very kind, you have a very beautiful smile. Encouraging people with positive thoughts, you know, what you put out there in the world comes back to you, so it enables you and it helps you be confident and build your confidence. And just know that self-confidence is a skill. It's not something that you learn in theory and then you just expect it to stick. No, you have to learn the skill, you have to practice the skill each and every single day. And for you to be confident, it's gonna take some time, but when there is willpower and you want to do it, you definitely going to do it. And one more thing, especially at work, especially when you're beating yourself down, especially when you're self-sabotaging yourself, which may lead to a low self-esteem, which leads to low self-confidence, just look back at the accomplishments, look back at the things that you have accomplished, write them down, remind yourself of the things that you, the milestones that you've overcome, and then this helps boost your confidence and help you get rid of the fear that manifests itself in having low self-esteem. I hope those tips have really, really helped you, and I hope you can understand that there's nothing wrong with you, and just you being you is what the world needs. The world needs people who are living their life as their authentic selves, not pretending, because if you're pretending, then we're not making this world a better place, yeah? So I hope you can join me in this journey of constantly building our self-confidence and learning these skills and renewing these skills for ourselves. And eventually we'll become these people we look up to as very, very confident people, and we can be happy. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Life Is Not a Podcast. And I cannot wait to hear from you. I cannot wait for you to interact with me on wherever you find your podcast, in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you've, even Castbox, my Castbox people. Hi, I see you. And remember to subscribe. Apparently in Spotify we have subscriptions. So thank you to all who have taken the time to subscribe. I love you, and I love the community that we are creating here at Life Is An Art Podcast. We believe that life is an art, and you decide the masterpiece you want to create, you know. And yeah, so I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.